So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. She's an award-winning international best-selling author on such interesting topics. She also has a children's book about an alligator who makes friends. I love it. LaDonna Marie, welcome so much for... You know, I'm just so excited to have you. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. And where are you in the world? I noticed we're in a different time zone. My show likes to go to different places.
I am in the state of Mississippi.
Oh,
so I'm over here in Mississippi.
So my goodness, over 8 books you've done. Tell me, and background in counseling, tell me a little bit about like how you get inspired. Like what inspires you?
Well, what inspires me is I love helping people. Very early on, people will always come to me with, you know, their different problems, or if they wanted to vent, or if they wanted someone to, needed someone to listen. And I was that person. And so I love being able to help them kind of talk out their issues or their complications or their adversities and obstacles. And so for me, it was that helping others to overcome those obstacles, helping others to, you know, making an impact on their life where they can see the positivity, where they can get their aha moments just through conversation. And so it's always been a love of mine just to help people, to assist them to get to from A to Z if they wanted to get there. And so just helping them to be motivated. So that's what I love doing.
One of the things that's been a topic for me lately in my life is how to get into creation, like how not to be frozen when I get an idea and then I'm scared like it's not good enough, or you know, like I get an idea for a book and then I'm like, okay, is that crazy? Like, why do I want to write that book, or why am I being chosen to write that book? And yet you seem to be able to just keep creating these amazing books. So tell our audience a little bit about that ability to just get going on a project like that.
Okay, that's a great question, because I'm going to tell you, Erica, a while ago, I felt like that maybe 2013, when I was creating my third book. It was a book that gave me a little bit of anxiety, because it was, I had to express some things. I put a little bit of me in the book, because I was always positive, I was always encouraging, but I had to share some of my pain. And so when it came to turn the mirror around on me, I was like, okay, I don't really want to do it. But then I had to think about, this book is meant for the reader, the person that's going to pick it up, that's going to need that empowerment, that's going to need that, say, oh, I know somebody that's been there and they've overcome. So I turned to make sure that I start to write for the reader. You know, even though it may feel a little discomfort for me, but it's going to help the other person, because as long as we can turn around and reach back and help them to come out of the space that they're in, I get the most fulfillment in helping them to see that you can keep moving forward. You can, you know, hold your head up and say, one day at a time, one step at a time. And so even when I felt like the books were, you know, something, a topic that I wasn't comfortable with, I've always thought about that person out there in the world that's needing someone, needing that solution, and needing that help for that problem.
That, to me, that just struck such a huge chord. I wrote in a book called A New Day Dawns, Breaking Up with Abuse. Mm-hmm. And I wrote about my own experiences in an abusive marriage. Mm-hmm. And it was such a disconnect from like my view of me. Like my life view of me, of how I am and who I am. And I had gone through this time of abuse, and I really did not want to write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not want to reveal these situations I had chosen to be in at some level. You know, I believe that we have power when we take it, even if it doesn't look like it was very fun to go through. I still say, okay, what was it in me that allowed me to sit there and
explain,
you know, the narcissistic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And reaching down into that was so painful.
Yes.
And when the book came out, like, I swear to gosh, like it helped so many people. And one woman wrote about when her boyfriend threw her from a car.
Oh, wow.
So she had been, I don't run the details, but I, she had like, I don't know, it got really, really brutal how he treated her, and she ended up losing a baby from it.
Oh, wow.
And as that story got revealed, though, I could sense the reader feeling like, if she can overcome that,
right?
You know, and if Erica can say she went through abuse, right?
Yes.
When it's such a disconnect from my percept, and yet it happens to me too. It happens to me too. And then you're like, okay, that is worth a story, even
right.
It feels so awful talking about it. You know, that's crazy. I totally get that. Tell me about that book. I think you were going to mention it was a conversation.
Well, that actual book was called Lessons, Shattered Pieces Being Restored. So that was the one that I wrote, and it had like three girls in it. It was for teens and adults. It was for the adults to be able to reach back to help them pull out some things, to understand them and have insight on what they go through. But it was also for those adults who had those childhood wounds that needed to be healed, that were not closed, and they needed to, you know, kind of explore those feelings and go through that pain and grow through that pain. And so that one was for the teens. But in that book, I shared, because I attempted suicide when I was in the ages of 14. And back then, I felt very misunderstood, and I felt nobody would really miss me if I left here. And so I had to, even though I had moved forward and things in my life had, you know, had helped me to move forward and get me, you know, together, that book needed to be written and that part needed to be shared, because nobody knew why I had a constant smile and I was positive every day, and because I had a new look on life, because I could have lost my life, but I did not. I have it. And so I had to get up every day and try to make a difference in somebody else's life.
I love it.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Why don't you tell the listener who's maybe having a difficult time, what are some resources you recommend for someone to help them if they're going through something right now? Maybe they tuned in. Maybe this, by the way, everyone, you're joining me, it's LaDonna Marie. She's a fabulous award-winning author. You can find her at www.ladonnamarie.org. I just want to really ask you now, because I'm guessing some people will be tuning in now that haven't tuned in lately, just drawn to this conversation, right?
Okay.
Just how, you know, we always find what we need when we need it. It's like, when you're ready, the teacher appears.
What
does someone do who is facing that kind of moment in their lives where they don't see hope or they don't see the other side? They're maybe having some difficulties, and I'm getting like transformations possible. What's something someone can do to shift this energy?
Well, first thing that I would tell them to do also, if they're isolated and they feel like they're alone, then I want them to seek someone out that they can talk to, someone safe that they can be able to share their heaviness with, or things that make them feel isolated and alone, because you have to at least have someone that you can, you know, vent to about what you're going through. That could be an older sister, a cousin, an auntie, your favorite teacher, or, you know, someone that you can just vent to. Also, I would say, change the narrative in your mind. I'm a writer. I started very early on, but sometimes it helped me also to write those things out, to get it out of yourself, to get it out of your mind, to get it out on paper, so that you can look at it. And then also just start to add positive things to your life, you know, things that you know, find good things, find that gratitude and the reason why, and, you know, dip it into your purpose, you know, dip it into the reason why you're here. You know, what can you do to help someone else? Because even though you're hurting, there's going to be someone that you can impart and impact their life. And so once you find the courage to, you know, speak out about what you're going through, because it's going on in your mind. That's your self-talk all the time. So once you change that self-talk and you make it positive and encouraging and you say, yes, I can make it, you know, and I usually do affirmations. I would say, I am, you know, intelligent. I am smart. You know, I'm meant to be here, or different things like that. I would talk to myself and I would raise my self-esteem, you know, even when I didn't have anyone to do it. So find someone to talk to, You can write out your thoughts and then change the narrative in your mind.
How do we reach you and find out more?
Well, you can reach me on my website. It's www.ladonnamarie.org. Also, I have a fan page on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/LadonnaMC. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram under LMB_poetry because I have a lot of poetry books, everybody.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.